Okay, so now I'm gonna take up the next question. We'll hopefully we'll come back to the wax candle question. But next question is a very interesting interesting Gemara in Gzera L'Gzera. Okay, let's see if we can take it. Let's see if we can understand it. Boi minei arba'i mei rabba. On Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Boi minei arba'i mei rabba. Who wants to read? So what's the bias question? The oils that the Chacham said you can't be madlik with on Shabbos, what if you mix into them, what if you put in into them a kol shehu of regular shemen? Mi gazrinan dilma asi ladluki be'einayhu. Oh, lo. So are we gozer that what? Then maybe you'll come to light with the bad oil alone, or not. Yeah. Okay, so what's clear, though? Factually speaking, what's clear? That, Rashi, Shemen Kol Shehu.
Shemen HaMisam Betocho Mamshicho Lachar Psiva.
So the Shemen that's put into it is going to cause the other shemen to be mamshich to the psila, right? It's mamshicho lachar psila. No. In other words, there's no question over here. That certainly Abaye was clear. It was clear to Abaye that it's going to factually it's going to resolve the problem if you're adding in the shemen zayas even to these bad oils. You're not going to have the problem of shemayata. Right, it's not a case where you would be gozer. So let's put it this way: if this were the only case, you would never make the gzera, right? You would never make the gzera for this case alone. Don't use a mixture. There's no because of shemayata. There's no. It wouldn't be a gzera like that. So his question then is: would there be a different kind of gzera? Is there a different kind of gzera? Don't use the mixture of the oils. Because you might come to use the inferior oil alone, and then you might come to tilt it, right? So it would be that was his question: is there a gzera on the mixture because of the be'en or not? Okay, so what's his answer? Yeah, and by the way, the Ritva says, and it's I think it's a pashut, but. I haven't seen anyone argue. I think he says it's a kol shehu doesn't. Kol shehu means any amount that would make it, good, but less than rov. Because if it was rov, it would be batal. Right? That's mistaver. Kol shehu doesn't mean any amount literally. It means any amount in terms of the quality, but no quantitative amount. Right? When you say a kol shehu of something.
You're saying if you had rove, then...
Like an os, like you say an os is no shear, it's a kol shehu, let's say. But it has to have the quality of os, right? So over here he's asking, when he says a kol shehu, he means whatever's going to make it be good. It doesn't matter any specific amount. It doesn't mean a kol shehu a drop. That's not going to... It's not like it's going to... machshir it by just putting a drop into it. All right, so he said to him, you can't be ein madlikin. Why? Because ein madlikin. So what does that mean? So he's saying, no, we're gozer. You can't use this mixture because you can't use the be'en. So he's picking the first side of his question. Okay, go ahead.
Easy, babe.
Okay, so now the Gemara asks the question. That what from a Braisa? That what? If you wrap something that you can be madlik with, here we're talking about psilos, right? Korach dover lasos psila. Rashi says. You take one of the bad psilos and you wrap it on top of a good psilo. Did I have it reversed? I'm sorry. You take a good psilo and you wrap it on a bad psilo. Sorry. Right? So you can't light with it. Okay, what kind of question is that? Okay, so that part validates a rabba really, because it's saying you're mixing two things and it's no good. Right, so it's an interesting point that the Gemara holds. There's no difference between the mixing oils and mixing wicks, right? That's right. That's right. I had to wait a little while, but it came. But there's no difference between mixing oils and mixing wicks. Well, it would not.
It's a wood flicker.
Right. No. At this point, you can't prove that there's the same reason, that the same problem in the psila and the shemen. Because all the Gemara is saying at this point is that there was one form of a gzera. It says not to use these things be'en. And the bias question is, does the gzera be'en include also a gzera not to use it b'tarovis? Regardless of the reason, he just wants to know, does it have a ze'ah to ze'ah structure too? Right? So he held, if in the psilo it doesn't have a ze'ah to ze'ah structure, then the shemen shouldn't have a ze'ah to ze'ah structure. Okay? So anyway, so this would validate Rabba. So what's the question? The question is from Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said in his father's house, they would do exactly this. What would they do? They would wrap a psila on a nut. And they would be madlikit. So you see that what? Psila is good. That's davashe madlikin bo. And I guess an egos is not really good for a wick. So, but yet he would be madlik on it. Right?
Lo, lahakos.
Okay, see the Gemara says, my love, lahadlik. So it's a kasher from Maisa Rav. So doesn't it mean that he would light with it? Hayu korchin, my love, lahadlik hayu korchin, shetadlik hapsila im ha'egos. I mean, it definitely is burning, Chaim. I'm not sure exactly what it looks like. But it definitely is burning. According to that Havamina. It is combustible.
Don't nuts have natural oils?
Like that? I don't know if it means the nut,
anything.
The shell.
Burn anything. Yeah.
Burn anything. Okay. Hold on to that question. It's a good question. Okay, so anyway, so what's the Gemara's conclusion? Lo lahakfos. Right? Lo hayu madlikin ha'egos ela somech aleha ha'psila la'tzifa shelo titba b'shemen. Right? So it was just to help it float, really. They weren't using it at all. They were not burning the egos at all. The egos was not burning. It was just a floater. Helping it float. Like a bobber. Right? Okay, fine. Okay, so there's no kasha from the psila. But now the Gemara is another kasha. This is where we're going to focus our attention. Go ahead.
Ini v'amar bruna amarav chile mutach v'kravi dagim sheni mocha adonis amstachol shem ekol shem madlik.
Oh, so you see, here's two more oils that are also puzzle. Here are two more oils that are also puzzle. And yet, Rav said that you can add in good oil and use them. So you see, Rabba, you're wrong. That if you have a shemen that's puzzle, and you add in kosher shemen, it's usable. Go ahead.
Hani mimshiki b'ainai, not alone mimshiki b'ainai. Gazer rabbana naf teil muda, mishim chela she'enu muda, v'al kar v'dal, mishim mach, mishim kar v'dal, mishim lo'ni mach.
So these things really light well on their own, right? Hani mimshiki b'ainayu, on their own they really are drawn achar hapsila. Right? Go ahead. And Ella Ubalota Rovas Shemen Nami Chazu. And even without adding Shemen, they would be perfectly fine. Ella de Gozer Rabbanan Mahutach Atu Eina Mahutach. It's just a Gzera. Don't use the one that is Mahutach, because you'll use the one that's not Mahutach. Right? Or the Kirve Dogim. Shenamuchu because of kirvei dagam shalonamuchu. In other words, they have an associated oil that's not good. They have an oil that's associated with them, that's very closely associated with them, that's also not good. So the Rabbanan made a gzera. Don't use the good one because you'll mix it up and you'll use the bad one. Okay, so that's the gzera. Go ahead, very good. Continue in the Gemara. So make the Gzera. So we can't now, so this itself is a Gzera. To do what? Not to use the good oil is a Gzera because of the bad oil that's associated with it. Right? And now if you're going to say, what? Don't use a mixture of the good oil, that would be a Gzera L'Gzera. Be'einayu gufa gzera. By itself, it's a gzera. V'ono nikom v'nigzer aydei taroves. Atu be'einayu. And we're going to come and make a gzera on the taroves because of the be'en. That's a gzera l'gzera. There's only one small problem.
The first case
is also a gzera l'gzera. That's the problem. Right? The first case is also a gzera l'gzera. Don't use shem and kick. Because, why? That's a gzera. Don't use shemen kick. That's a gzera. And now we're going to make a gzera not to use a tarovus shemen kick. So why isn't that a gzera, gzera? Yeah. So everybody knows what the answer is already. Right, Sprung?
Always get out of it
with the same answer. It's not a gzera, gzera. It's one gzera. Okay, but what does that mean? And how does that work? Can you say that anywhere, or is there the limitations? Okay, so let's see so let's take a look at the Rush. The Rush is sensitive to this question. So the Rush says Pirish, Lefish ain madlikin beinayu. My timer, why don't we use these oil? Why don't we use the tarovas? Lefish ain madlikin. Lefisha ain madlikin beinayu. He says, "V'lo havigzera l'gzera." Why? Devadai osi la'atuye. Lefisha ain nimshach klal achar apsila. You're certainly going to tilt it because it's not drawn at all after the psila. Which case is he talking about? Right, the bad oil by itself. That's a vadai. You're certainly going to tilt it. Hilkach im nosan l'socho shemen lo havi el achad gizera. That's very nice, but it still is a gizera not to use it because you're going to tilt it. Right? It still is a gizera not to use it because you're going to tilt it. What's the difference that it's that you're certainly going to tilt it? Does he really mean that? You're certainly going to tilt it? Yeah. So take a look at Tosafot. So the Tosafot read, he gives like a full explanation of this. And I think he's in line with what the Rush is trying to express over here. Now you want to read the Tosafot read? Tosafot Rush is the same. He's just a little, what does Tosafot Rush? It's basically the same thing, right? Yeah, go ahead. So what does Tosafot read say? Got it? Right, so yes, there's a similar case where we also had a similar problem by the Isser of being Motzi and a Carmelist is a Gzera. So Rava asks, how can you make a Gzera that the tailor shouldn't go out on Erev Shabbos with his needle? Because the whole problem is he'll forget to take it out before Shabbos and then he'll be Motzi. But that itself is just a Gzera, that itself is a Derabbanan. Carmelist itself is a Derabbanan. So say, don't do this on Erev Shabbos because you might come to be Motzi in the Nisan Drabbanan, and that's Gzera L'Gzera. So why say the same thing over here? Don't light these oils because you might come to an Isser, so that's Gzera. And don't use a mixture so you might not use the one Ben. Why isn't that a classic Gzera L'Gzera problem? Right? Go ahead.
Shuva. Bill goes, you're going to say Gzera L'Gzera.
Okay, so his first move is you have to differentiate, you have to define the type of gzera that we're talking about in each case, right? So he says, what's the nature of the gzera of Carmelis? What's the structure of the gzera of Carmelis? What's the structure of the Carmelis? Yeah, what is he saying?
Because Carmelis lo nasser ela machmas davar
acher. The Carmelis was only usher because of a davar acher. What does that mean?
Maybe you're going relevant.
Right. Now, if I let a person go into a karmelis, so he's going to get confused between a karmelis and a rishus harabim. Right? So we say, don't carry in a karmelis, or don't be motzi into a karmelis, because if you do that, next thing you know, you're going to be carrying in a rishus harabim. Let's do it as his opposed to. He's got that's our case. Good. As opposed to what? That thing he says you never do gzeira. Then you cannot make another gzeira. Don't do this because you might carry in the karmelis. That's inadmissible.
That's unacceptable. Making the gzeira for a karmelis, like. Let's say they just made the gzeira that you shouldn't take it.
Yeah, we have to see that case. The case of the word is only worried about the karmelis. So, no, you're right. If that was a separate gzeira, but if they could make a gzeira not to be motzi directly into Shesh Rab, that's what the karmelis is.
Right,
no,
I'm saying...
Oh, but the psul of the shemen is not also because of something else. I don't know. Agree with that? It's not also because of something else. Go ahead. So he wants to say that the shemen, the shmonim in the Mishnah, don't have the structure of a gzera like karmelis. Can't say they're usher because of something else. So that's why you can make a gzera atu them. Even though it's a gzera, you can still make a gzera atu them. Because they're not usher mishum dover acher. But the kirvei dogim and the chelev mahutach is dafka like karmelis. Why can't you light the chelev mahutach? Because of something else. Because of a davar acher. So now you can't say, and don't do this because you might do chelev mahutach. That's like saying, don't do this because you might carry in a karmelis. But the only thing is, what does he mean by a davar acher? Isn't it always a davar acher? Isn't it always a davar acher? I mean, if it's not a davar acher, then you'd be doing an isser. Isn't it, when it says don't light the shemen, all the shmonim in the Mishnah, isn't it because of, don't do this maisa of lighting because you might come to do a maisa of tilting? Right?
No, because there it's all contained within one, it could all be in one continuous situation. But you can't have a continuous situation.
Let's get back to Chaim's question for a minute. Okay, so someone asks, why can't you learn that this is a very interesting point. It's an important point. That why can't you simply learn, before we get to defining the Tosas Arid, why can't you just simply learn that the Shemen B'Tarovas is just naturally part of the original Gzera? Because you're still burning that Shemen. Right? Why do you need to answer any questions about gzera l'gzera? Just say, look, the gzera was don't use this oil, right? And the fact that you mix in other oil doesn't negate the presence of the first oil. So are you still lighting with the bad oil? Yes.
Yeah, but the reason, the problem that...
Okay, so before we give a svara answer, there's a factual problem with that theory. The fact is, it's not going to work out in the rest of the Gemara, because the Gemara holds that you can make a gzera from the mehutach, from the ena mehutach to the mehutach, right? And that will not, you cannot include that in the original gzera. Because that one you will not be able to work out in the same way. And so you're not going to be able to work out, you're not going to be able, you might be able to say, don't use shemen kick, and then you'll say, well, just because I have shemen kick and a little bit of shemen zayas, I'm still using shemen kick, right? So you can say that you might be able to use that answer there. But you're not going to be able to use it by the where the Gemara says don't use kirvei dagim shenamuchu because of kirvei dagim shelonamuchu. One is not contained in the other, right? Means that the now as you can't say chad gzera means that the gzera was on like the substance of shemen kik, and until you're mevatle barov, you're always being madlik with the substance, because that answer won't work by the mehutach and neina mehutach. They're obviously different substances. So you're going to have to admit that you can make an atu gzera. In other words, don't try to save yourself by saying there is no atu here at all. Because it's not like be'en, it's not like b'ta'aroves atu be'en. It's just on this substance. And b'ta'aroves is still the substance. Like it would be like ta'aroves iser. Right? Ta'aroves iser is not a separate gzera. All right, well, maybe it is. But Tarova sister is not a separate gzera, right? So you can just say Tarovis of kosher and possible oils is also not a separate gzera. But you're going to be forced to admit there is a separate gzera, because once you get to the case of the shemen sheina mehutach and mehutach and kirei dagim shenamuch and lo namuchu, you're going to have to admit there is definitely a phenomenon of a zeh to zeh, even though the first one that you're protecting is a gzera, right? So you're going to have to come to a more sophisticated idea of when you can make a gzera and when you can't make a gzera. You can try to avoid it at first, but you're going to have to confront it eventually. Things have the same tsura. That's what I have to explain. How come two things have the same tsura on the surface? Namely, there's one gzera. Don't use this bad shemen, right? And then how come we're allowed to then make a gzera on that? Don't use this good shemen because you might come to use the bad shemen. Why isn't that itself a gzera l'gzera? Right? And if that's not a gzera l'gzera, why can't we extend it further? And don't use a mixture of the good shemen because you might come to use the good shemen, which is also usher, right? Okay, so what's the Tosfos Rid's answer? So Yehuda was saying that, what does he mean when he says sometimes it's gzera mishum dover acher and sometimes it's not mishum dover acher? Yeah, so what does it mean? So can you explain it to me again? Put it to me in halachically, how would you put it? Be mak, what's the matter? Good?
It's one continuous.
Okay, so you really have to understand what the problem of gzera l'gzera is. Right, what's the idea? What's the is? Why do we say you cannot make a gzera l'gzera? What is the problem of a gzera l'gzera? And then you'll see what the Tosfos Rid is saying makes fits in line perfectly. So what's the problem of gzera l'gzera? What may we not do? I'll be sure. We have here asu mishmeres. Let's say. Vasu li mishmeres, v'lo mishmeres li mishmarti. Maybe you like that. Make a mishmeres for the Torah, not a mishmeres for the mishmeres. Right? So what's the problem? What does that mean? Can't make a mishmeres li mishmeres. What's the tzura of the isser? You have to be able to define. What's the tzura of the isser of gzera l'gzera?
It's an isser.
Yeah, it's an isser. No, they cannot make gzera l'gzera. Yeah.
Seems like...
Put it in the positive. In other words, a gzera only has a right to uphold the deraisa. Right? That's the nature of gzera. To uphold the deraisa, the rabbanon are allowed to institute. That's the license to institute an iser in service of a deraisa. Gzera would mean that they're making an iser to uphold their own institution. You understand? That they can't do. A mishmeres le mishmeres is no good. The object of the gzera must be the doraisa. See, the problem of gzera le gzera is you can't turn a rabbinic thing into a primary institution and say, I want to protect it in an institutional sense. You understand? So that's what the Tosfos Arid is explaining. He's saying, it depends on the nature. It's not a matter of how many steps. It's not a mathematical question of is there a gzera and then a gzera. Right? It's a question of what is the objective of the second gzera. So he says you have to look at the nature of the first gzera. If the first gezeira is creating a new institution, of a cheftz, of an institution midrabanan, because of a parallel institution in the Torah, right? Then, if you make another gzeira to protect karmelis, that would have the tzura of the object of the gzeira would be an institution midrabanan. It would terminate in an institution midrabanan. That would be the objective of this gzeira. That would be the that's the subject of this gzeira. Don't carry in, don't go out in the Erev Shabbos. Why? Because then you might violate karmelis. But karmelis is something that we can't, that you don't have a right to create a protection for. You only have a right to create a protection for a Doraisa. Karmelis itself is not Doraisa. It's just Mishum Dover Acher. Means to say it was something that was created by the Rabbanan because it looks like something, because it looks like a deraisa, but on its own, but on its terms, it has its own shame of an entity midrabana. The reshus of karmelis is not a reshus in the midaraisa; it's a reshus in the midrabana. So now to create a derabanan to protect the reshus of the karmelis, so then this gzera would have a tam karmelis. Understand? That would be no good. But this is what I told you. I think the Rosh and the Tosfos of the Rid are somewhat in line in this concept. When they're saying the gzeira of not using these shmonim, it does not have the tzura of the karmelis. Why? What is really the nature of this gzeira? It's saying that we treat it like a vadai. That if you light with this shemen, it will lead, it will vadai continue into a maisa iser, into a deraisa. So in other words, the rabbanon over here are not creating a new institution, midrabbanon, to protect another institution that's similar midaraisa, but they're quantifying when does the iser start. You understand? They're quantifying when are you considered to be engaging in a maisa of the Isser Dar, of the Isser Torah. They're saying at this point we consider it already that you're maschil in a malacha. You understand? So a gezeira on that is still in terms of the malacha. You understand? It's not protecting any new institution that they created. They didn't create a new institution. They quantified a doraisa that already existed. If all they're doing is giving a form and a concrete form or a certain parameter to when they consider when we consider that you're in starting the doraisa already, that gezeira doesn't have a tsura of a drabonin institution, and that they can protect. Because that itself, in itself, is really just like it's just like a quantification of the maisa of the maisa deraisa of the maisa deraisa. But you can't say karmelis is in any way a formulation or a quantification of being osek in a deraisa malacha. It has its own tzura that's just parallel. Yeah, that's right. So that's why in this case, if they say lighting, shemen, kick, or whatever the shemen is considered like already starting the doraisa, that's what the Rosh means when he says it's a vadai. He doesn't mean it's a vadai. It means that's the nature of the gzeira, that we treat it like a vadai. You understand? That's the nature of the gzeira. So then we can say, don't use an oil that's like it because you might come to use that oil. Then they can make a davar acher because of their own gezeira, because their own gezeira doesn't have its own halachic address. It's really just the second gezeira would still have the form of don't be osek in an issur doraisa. You understand? If they define lighting shemen kick as being as tchilas issur doraisa, then they can make another drabbanan not to start that. That's the case of the mehutach and the eni mehutach. They can say, don't use a mehutach which is really good, because you might use an eino mehutach, which is our definition of the tchilas issa d'oraisa. So even so, the second gzera would still have the d'oraisa as its objective. You understand? But if they would say, don't use a tarovis of shemen mehutach, because you might use the eino mehutach. But the Eino Mehutach never had that surah of being, don't use a tarovis of Mehutach, because of Mehutach, that's already the Mehutach itself as a Davracher. Now, so put it again. So, the terminology mixing here, the Eino Mehutach itself is like a Tchilas Issa D'oraisa. The Mehutach is acceptable now. To make a Gzeira Mehutach is acceptable, because it still is directed at an issa d'oraisa, right? But it itself is not an issa d'oraisa. It itself is a dover acher. It itself has the format of karmelis. Don't do this because you might come to do what we have already quantified and where machria is in our omer hadas is the beginning of the d'oraisa. Okay, but to make a gzera because of the mehutach, that would be a gzera l'gzera. Because the Mehutach was never formulated as a Tchila. The Mehutach was a Dover Acher because of a Tchila. So that's why the Taroves on the bad Shmonim and the Mehutach, Matu Eino Mehutach, are good Gzeros. But to go any further would be a problem. We never came back to the original point, by the way. Why we don't say the Taroves is just simply part of the Gzera. We have to answer that too. Rush is trying to say. Because that's exactly what the Rush is trying to express when he says they consider it a Vadai. In the gzeira is really quantifying. It's not inventing something new. Not saying don't engage in entirely other behavior, because it's reminiscent of a bad behavior, right? They're quantifying when they consider to be the beginning already of when is it considered that the person is going to lose himself and get involved in the deraisa itself. Because you can't have that by karmless, because there's nothing in karmless you can do. But they can say, being osek in this nair is definitely going to cause you to tilt it. Right? And therefore they can say, the beginning of being osek in it is really creating it. So don't be involved in this nair, because the involvement in this nair itself is vadai, the anissa d'oraisa. Look, just like you have by mitzvah, you have an osek b'mitzvah, as opposed to doing the mitzvah, right? What do you say? If a person is traveling to hear a shir, he's pater from the sukkah. If he's traveling to for some mitzvah, he's pater from the sukkah. Or the chassan is pater from kriyas shema. Why? Because he's considered to be osek in mitzvah. So his askus in a daraisa is more than the actual maisa of the mitzvah itself. Okay, there's something else that's considered than his askus in the mitzvah. Right, person who's traveling is not engaged in the maisa of learning. Correct, but he's still going to be putter from another mitzvah midaraisa. Why? Because it's all part of the it's all actions to him that are necessary to do the mitzvah. So the hisaskus takes into account more than just the final maisa that's going to give him the kiyum. It takes into account all the hechsheros too. So in a similar sense, the rabbanon can have a license to quantify when they consider to be the beginning of being osek in this iser. But that's not going to have the character of a Rabbanon. That's not going to have the character. But you can't say using shaman. You can't say karmelis is the beginning of carrying an ushas rabba, because it would require a completely new maisa. It's not a continuance of anything. It's not the tchila of anything. It's maybe a conditioning that's going to be bad. But it's not the tchil of anything. As long as the gzera that they make is itself like an embodiment of the isser, then then there's no problem in Gzeira L'Gzeira. Gzeira L'Gzeira is where the Drabbanan is terminating in a Drabbanan institution itself. But quantifying where the Deraisa is Maschil is not an institution. Means that they created an institution of Karmelis, and your Gzeira is upholding that institution. That would be Brahma. But there's no institution here. Look, there's always a question if you say, how close do you have to be doing the Maisa to say you were going to the point where we're going to say you're definitely going to be Osig? Definitely? Of course not 100%. 90%? 95%? I don't know. But in terms of Stam Adam in this situation, you could say if you let a person get to a certain closeness, then the nature of that gezeira is basically not a new institution of a drabanan, but that's where we consider a person is going to fall into the deraisa itself. Saying that format of a drabanan does not have the problem of gezeira l'gzeira. It's just basically extending the scope of the deraisa. It's sort of like extending the scope of the deraisa. So the second gzeira is still meeting the deraisa. The rabbanan have the right to extend the scope of where they say the deraisa is beginning. That doesn't have the format of gzeira. Of course it's all a gzeira. But he's saying the problem of gzeira l'gzeira is not that it's a drabbanan to a drabbanan, it's that it's a drabbanan to a drabbanan institution. But if the first drabbanan is still only embodying an expansion of the deraisa involvement itself, then it doesn't have the tzura of the rabban of gzeira. When the brush says the vadai, he means to say that's the nature of the gzeira. The nature of the gzeira is don't do this because it will definitely continue into the natural outcome of what lighting a bad candle is, which would be using it, and using it is definitely going to tilt it. That's part of using a bad candle is tilting it. That they can say. Using a bad candle is tilting it. That's how you would use it. So if they don't use it, maybe there's one guy there's a very strange Gemara. I never really understood. There's a Gemara about what I think is Rav Shimon Gamliel, one of the Tanaim. He said, I believe, in the beginning of Shabbos, where the Gemara says you can't read by a nair, because you might come to tilt it. It says he did it because he didn't think it would be a problem for him, and he did tilt it. I don't know how he could have done it, but you could say don't use it because it's definitely going to. That's what the average person. That's how you use the thing. So you have a certain use during chol. That's how you normally use it. So we could say that using a nair is going to be tilting it. So he's saying that's the nature of the gzeira. Once that's the nature, once that's the structure of it, it doesn't have the structural problem of gzeira l'gzeira. The structural problem of gzeira l'gzeira is where it's upholding an institution of their own making. Let's go back to the original question. Why did the baye know that it would need its own gzeira to include the tarovis? Just by the way, so this is exactly the question that the baye was asking Rabbah. What type of gzeira did they make? You have to say that is exactly what his question was. Understand? Was it a gzeira where they created an isser in the cheftza, like a new cheftza that itself has an isser? So then you wouldn't be able to make a gzeira the gzeira. Right? Or is it the other? He was asking him what type of gzeira it was. Abaye knew this. Abaye's question was what type of gzeira was it? Was it a gzeira that would create a problem of gzeira the gzeira? Or was it the gzeira that's just considered to be like a hemshech of the deraisa itself that wouldn't be a gzeira the gzeira? That's why the Gemara asks in the end from the other chalev.
So there's no havina that it was mushar?
What?
There's no havina that it was mushar? Just what type of gzeira?
Well, that's what he didn't know. He didn't know what type of formulation they gave it. There's a havina that it would be mutter. Havina that you couldn't do it because it would be a gzeira the gzeira.
He's asking if he can do it or not.
Yeah, but what was his question? His question was, were they gozer or not? Right? But apparently in formulating the gzeira, you never go beyond the actual situation of the isser itself. Right? That itself would be that itself is beyond the license of the Dorbanan. If Be'en has the problem and Tarovis doesn't have the problem, and they're not the same thing, it's different, then there's no, to make an Isser on the Cheftza, Ba'atzma, that's beyond the cause. They can't make a Gzera beyond the cause.
But don't we say that just because the
that wouldn't be the formulation of the Gzera.
Just because the reason was Batal doesn't mean the Gzera is Batal.
Yeah, but the cause. In other words, the cause is that it doesn't draw well. That cause doesn't exist. That cause only exists in a certain type of a nair. A nair that the... That this is its that gzeira only exists in a certain type of an air, but tarovus of Shem and Zayas doesn't have that property. That's not the situation of the gzeira. So to say that they're gonna that because Be'en has this problem, they goes there on it in every form. That's beyond the cause. The cause is just Shemayata because it's not drawing well. You can't just overshoot the gzera. So you can only make the first gzera has to be on that situation. Then you want to say, well, do we have to protect this for some other reason? That's a question. Can I add a gzera to it? But the initial gzera apparently has to be tailored exactly to the situation of the need. It can't be too broad. So if be'en is the problem, that's the only thing they can make gzera on, be'en. Now, can they make a gzera because of the be'en? That's a question on what type of formulation the original gzera on the ban is. And I said, when we get to Beit, so it gets into these questions too. Brings down in Beit in the beginning of Beis on Beis. That the Paris and Oshrim. Make a gzera, don't eat fallen fruit, because you might pick a fruit. So can you then make a gzera not to eat an egg because it's like a fallen fruit? That's the Gemara's question over there. Same question, it's going to come back to us. Don't worry, we'll have more opportunities to explore Xero looks here. I'll put it like this, that you can, they're making the tilting as like a part of using. In other words, tilting, which is the Isser, to the normal person is really only a particular of the general use of the thing. Because when you use it, since it's not a good wick or not a good flame, you're going to have to tilt it. So the tilting is like an element of using it. So therefore, they're saying, don't be involved in the general category of the using it, because the tilting is always contained in the use.
So that was the umdana they made.
That's the umdana they made. It's like by Nida. Whenever there's an inyan of hergel dover, like something that you do, and once you're doing. You're drawn into, because of your pattern of behavior, you're drawn into something else. That's like this type of an isser. Normal person uses these candles during the week. They do have a use. They don't only exist so that you can't use them on Shabbos. People do use them all week long. And when they use them all week long, there's always a pattern of how you use it. You light it, you use it, and you tilt it. It's not like a new decision. Should I tilt it or not tilt it? That's just memela, part of using it.